Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. All right, we're finally getting around to The Magician's Apprentice, which is very Dr. Light, to be honest. So we start with the same scene from the end of the prologue with the soldiers all running and, you know, it's like a shot from above, like a plane's flying over. And then we see a biplane. Oh, my God. Well, heaps of biplanes. And one of the soldiers has bows and arrows. I mean, it's crazy. The biplanes shoot laser bolts and then some little kid runs off into like the mud. There's mud everywhere. Like it is the muddiest place in the world. Possibly filmed at Glastonbury. You know, that's lots of one of my favorite Glastonbury images is when Shirley Bassey was performing there, and she had bright pink gumboots with DSB for Dame Shirley Bassey written on the sides of them in giant diamantes. It was heaven. Anyway, I love Shirley Bassey. She's the best. So one of the soldiers asks, he's like, was that a child? And the guy with the bow and arrow yells out to the kid to stop running. Another soldier comes up and says, the drone's coming. And the bow and arrow guy goes, look, I'll catch up. And he runs off. The other soldier runs off. And bow and arrow tells the kid to stay still because the ground starts wobbling. And he gets out like a little computery thing and starts scanning and says, I think we've got company. And he says, have you ever seen a hand mine? And the kid nods and looks down and there is a hand poking out of the mud and it's holding on to the foot of the soldier with the bow and arrow. It is creepy. This is a very atmospheric scene. I love it. The soldier's like, okay, everything's going to be fine. And as he says that, he's sucked down into the dirt. It is terrifying. The kid just stands there still and all these hands start coming up slowly out of the ground, like heaps of them. He's surrounded by them. And then the hands turn around and in the middle of the palm is an eye. I mean, I don't know what's more freaky, that the hands have eyes or that there's mud in them. Like, I'm just like, I know that it's a hand eye, but still it's weird to think of there being mud. Like, it makes me feel uncomfortable that there's mud in the hand eyes. I don't know why that's more disturbing than a hand with an eye in it. It's just sticking up out of the mud. I'm like, there'll be mud in the eye. Anyway, it's gross. The kid's yelling out, help me, help me, surrounded by hands. And then flying through the air is a sonic screwdriver. It's the 11th Doctor's one, you know, the green one. It was kind of coppery and sort of ceramic looking, but it's got a green light. You remember the one? It's massive and it kind of flares out a little bit when he presses the button. So that goes flying through the air, lands at the kid's feet, and then we can hear the doctor, like the 12th doctor, yelling from somewhere in the mist. And he's like, I'm straight ahead. That device is making an acoustic corridor so we can speak. And the doctor said he was looking for a bookshop and found a war, a very old one going by the looks of the technology. Right. So this is the story he was telling the knight at the castle. But the way he was telling it was like it was going to happen, or was he telling it like it did happen? I'm confused. I'm often confused by where the Stephen Moffat stories, you know, are we back or forth? Or like they're all wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey. I mean, you know, he did write wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey. It's his fault. They're all like this. So the doctor wants to know what war this is. And the kid's just like, it's just the war. And he goes, well, what planet are we on? The kid's like, I don't know what you mean. And the doctor tells the kid he has to choose to survive. Like, sure, the odds are terrible, but if he makes the choice to survive, he's, you know, he's going to do it. And the doctor's like, what's your name? Tell me the name of the boy who isn't going to die today. And the kid says, my name's Davros. And the doctor looks stricken. And the kid's calling out, going, you said I could survive. Help me. And the doctor just looks terrified. And then we have the opening credits. And this is a lot. This is a big kind of moment. Like, how is the doctor meant to react to this? Like, it's, I mean, this is, you know, baby Hitler business. Like, this is, but I love that it's instead of, you know, I mean, we've already done Let's Kill Hitler. but I love that it's, you know, gone back. Who's Stephen Moffat's thought, oh, I've already done the Let's Kill Hitler as, you know, an adult. But like, and also I think that was kind of the River Song thing, like she was, you know, a little baby psychopath sent to kill the doctor. You know, would you kill her when she was a kid kind of thing. Even though she was trained to be an assassin, so it was confusing. But yeah, so this is like, okay, we've got a little kid, he's Davros. Should the doctor save him? Like, is that what's going on here? Like, this is, you know, the doctor could end the Daleks right now and just let this kid be killed by these hand mines. These creepy hands with eyes. Oh, what a glorious moment. But we don't get to spend any time on it because next thing we're in the Meldavarium. Is that what it's called? Which is, you know, we've been here before. It's turned up in a bunch of episodes. Usually someone turns up there to find out something portentous. anyway, we see some creepy geezer wandering down a corridor in a long cloak, and he's almost floating, just kind of, you know, like the movement is gorgeous. It's kind of like, it's almost like he's on roller skates. And he comes into like a bar kind of thing, you know, it's lots of species hanging out, very Star Wars cantina vibe. And when he arrives, they all freak out. They're like, he's got scaly skin under his big hood and these massive cuts across his face, like completely encircling it. Like he's, he says, we are Colony Saf, we bring harm. Well, that is not a nice thing to bring to the pub, Colony Saf, come on. Everyone backs away from him. There's an ood. Well, there's two oods. Colony Saf asks where the doctor is. Oh, there's some Hath as well and a Sycorax. I love the Hath. They're only in that one, the doctor's daughter, and then never again. We have done the doctor's daughter, haven't we? Oh, that's right, because we're in the middle of my Many Jennies theory. I did love the Many Jennies. 348 to 349. Oh, that was only short. Maybe no one wanted to talk about it back then. No one wants to talk about the doctor having kids. Shh. Or maybe that was just the old days where I got through an episode really quickly and only took me 20 minutes to do a 40-minute episode. Now it takes me 4 days because I describe everything. I don't know why I've decided to do these like over the top explanations. it's all content. It's all fun. Anyway, everyone's backing away. And it looks like Colony Saf is getting bigger. Yelling, where is the doctor? Like big booming voice. But we can't see him getting bigger. We just like the camera pans up and we just see everyone's reactions. And they're looking up. So it's like he's getting bigger. Next thing is the Shadow Proclamation. By the way, these are like on screen captions to tell us where they are. Because there's such short scenes, I guess, there's no time for anyone to be walking down and going, well, it's great here at the Meldavarium where, you know, everyone... it's just easier to just show an on-screen caption. For some reason, I thought only Chris Chibnall did this. Because he did it a lot. It was, you know, year and place. But obviously, this was... You know, and I was like, oh, why doesn't you just write a scene for someone to explain it? And, you know, Stephen Moffat also did not write those scenes. Anyway, Shadow Proclamation, bunch of floating asteroids linked together with, you know, buildings on top of them and, like, you know, weird sort of platforms between them. And, you know, the main woman at the Shadow Proclamation with the curly blonde hair and the red eyes, she's there. She's, you know, in her flowing diaphanous gowns. She's ordering a Jadoon to deploy an under regiment because that number of suicide moons cannot be ignored. I don't know what any of this means. Does it have anything to do with the moon being an egg from a previous season? weirdly, the egg moon did not make much of an appearance in the recap of season 8. It did, like, the scene with Clara saying you can't just, you know, come in here and not tell us what to do. Like, that was in it. But other than that, there was not much egg business. The moon is an egg. So then she stops and says, oh, we've got a security breach. The Shadow Proclamation woman. And Colony Saf is gliding across the floor towards her. Her building is very opulent where she works. Like, you know, it's lots of marble pillars and statues, shiny marble floors. And she demands to know his business. She knows Colony Saf on site. She's like, yeah, I know you. and he asks again, where's the doctor? And she's like, I've got no idea. She goes, it's not your concern anyway, and certainly not your employer's. And he says, the doctor is required. And she says, what does Davros want with the doctor? Also, she knows that Davros is part of this, right? So Davros is employed at Colony Saf. Anyway, Saf skates out again on his invisible roller skates. I mean, his big dress covers it all, so you can't really see that he's on roller skates. We'll continue this in the next episode.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.